These are tough times, not only for orangutans, but for humans. Just check your 401k and you know what I mean. But there's a veritable banana for you if you're starving for good news. The Australian rock band AC/DC has a new album out. Angus Young & Company's CD Black Ice has gone to the top of the album charts in Britain. Alexis Petridis is a music critic for London's Guardian newspaper. As he explains, AC/DC's chart success is no surprise at all.
It just seems to happen that every time AC/DC get really big in Britain, you know, I mean, they're always big, but their career ebbs and flows a little bit. Sometimes they're just phenomenally huge, other times they're merely immensely huge. But when they become phenomenally huge, it seems to coincide with tough and uncertain economic conditions in Britain. I think the reason, quite seriously, that AC/DC become popular in times of economic hardship and particularly uncertainty is because they represent something very solid. Their entertainment that's very escapist, but their entertainment where you know exactly what it is that you're going to get. I would say You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC, because that is the fantasy that they represent. It's a kind of crazy, sexy, teenage one-night stand. And, you know, that's what they represented in 1980, it's what they represented in 1974, it's what they represented in 1990, and it's what they represent now, despite the fact that the members of the band are in their 50s. They're not producing songs that kind of chime with the times in the way that, I don't know, For What It's Worth by the Buffalo Springfield might have chimed with the times in 1966, 67, time of a bit of unrest, Vietnam War, that kind of thing. That's not what AC/DC are doing. The reason they are successful is because they're apart from the times. Nothing stops them doing the same thing. So it's not like they're commenting on the times in any way. It's not like they're reflecting the times in any way. In fact, it's the exact opposite that makes them popular at times like this. Black Ice is the first AC/DC album to go to number one in Britain since Back in Black in 1980. And it's a time of great economic uncertainty. I just want to say I'm not for a minute suggesting that AC/DC are actually causing any of this. You know, Angus Young didn't go out in his school uniform and sell subprime mortgages to anybody. You know, that's not why it's happened. It's interesting, as a rock critic, the thing that you like about AC/DC is the thing that you criticise other bands for. You know, I'm an English rock critic. I've spent the last 10 years laughing at Oasis's inability to do anything other than make the same record over and over again. What I love about AC/DC is they just make the same record over and over again. The reason it's better when AC/DC do it is I genuinely believe, as a band, they have... It's just the sheer basicness of what they do that has people listening. I guess it's songs like She Likes Rock and Roll. You know, who doesn't like rock and roll? That's a sentiment everybody can get with.
Alexis Petridis is a music critic for London's Guardian newspaper. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Katie Clark. We'll be back tomorrow with another spin of the world.